Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section where they partner with book talk authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is an audio recording of the blog post, First Time Pegging, from GirlOnTheNet.com. I love a good first time. Not just first time sex, but the first time I do anything that's fun. Driving on the motorway, eating halloumi and wondering where it's been all my life, swimming topless in the sea, etc, etc, etc. There's a lot to love about that initial kick of novelty. This post isn't about my own first times, though. It's about those of other people. Because although I've only ever had one guy's virginity, when it comes to anal sex, I've taken a few more. Not naturally dominant, strapping on a dick and holding a guy's legs up to his chest while I fuck him is something of a nerve-wracking experience. What if I'm not the kind of awe-inspiring dick wielder I dream of being? What if he decides he doesn't like it and his memory of me is forever tainted by the disappointment when his prostate doesn't thrill with joy? Well, via the medium of three stories about first-time pegging, let's see, shall we? Story 1. The Enthusiastic. This section is an extract from my first book, Am I Not So Shameful Sex Secrets? If you've read it, feel free to skip ahead for a minute or so. He lay on his back on the bed, naked from the waist down, and I could see how much he was looking forward to this. His cock stood straight up in the air, solid and thick and glistening at the tip. I pushed his knees up towards his shoulders, knelt on the bed between his splayed legs, then wet the tips of my fingers and traced them around and around the head of his cock. Do you want me to fuck you? He nodded. Tell me. Tell me you want me to fuck you. I want you to fuck me. Say please. I reached for the lube as he babbled desperately. Please fuck me. Ah, please fuck me. I just want to feel you in me. I need to come. I had one hand on his dick while my other hand squeezed the best part of half a tube of lube onto my own. Although it wasn't something I'd fantasized about, something intangible about this situation made me tingle with arousal. There was no pain, no spanking. I wasn't being submissive. I was just kneeling between his legs, pressing the tip of my fake dick right up against his ass. And yet something about it was giving me that lustful kick. Touch your dick, I told him. He obeyed immediately. Quivering with lust and nervous about being fucked for the first time, he stroked himself slowly, not wanting to come before I'd had him. He was close enough to coming just from the anticipation of what we were doing. So when I slid first one and then two fingers inside him, he tensed up. Ah, please. I stroked his prostate very gently and felt every muscle in his body tense as he tried not to come. I'd never been so powerful. I said, you're going to come when I fuck you. Yeah, he replied, nodding a few times. More a reflex twitch than a nod of agreement. He stared at me with wide eyes and bit his lip as I used my lubed-up hand to guide my dick into him. He groaned. Does it hurt? Yeah, but it's good. How good? I tentatively slid it back out and then in again, a bit further this time. He gave another groan, a twitch. Good, he replied. And I knelt up, put a hand on each of his raised knees and pushed them backwards, opening him up and pushing him back as I slid in and out of him. His face was tight in an expression of both pain and ecstasy, knit with concentration in an effort not to come. But I wanted him to come. I knew that the build-up and the nervousness and the panic and the joy of being fucked in a whole new way would lead to an orgasm that shot from deep inside him, spraying mouthfuls of spunk all over and across his whole body. I fucked him harder, and I grabbed his dick, and it happened exactly as I'd hoped. He shot ropes of spunk that hit not just his chest and face, but the wall beyond his head. He moaned and cried out, his stomach tensing as he did, and raised himself up slightly towards me. I felt a slight movement on my dick as his ass tensed with the impact of the orgasm, and his own cock jerked violently in my hand. Example 2 is the guy who got fucked and was disappointed. It's... Ow, fuck! He furrowed his brow. It's harder than I thought it would be. I knelt over him, red straps at my waist and frustratingly unfeeling cock about an inch deep inside him. Perhaps a different angle, I suggested, shifting slightly. I don't know why I cared so much, but I really wanted him to like it. After helping the first guy reach the kind of orgasm he'd never had before, I wanted this next guy's reaction to be the same. A wide-eyed, oh God, it hurts, but please don't stop, building to a shuddering, twitching, frowning climax and spunk plastered liberally over the head of the bed. Oh, I'm not sure. He twisted again, trying to get it in further at a different angle. I pushed it in. No, fuck, ah. I pulled out. He clamped his legs together reflexively. I don't think I like it. I held his dick, massaging lube from the base to the head. He moaned softly and his frown faded. Maybe we should try again? He asked. And I shook my head. The fucking itself was pretty hot. Feeling the power of being above him, on top of him, controlling his pleasure with every inch of my fake cock. But that feeling only worked if there really was pleasure. I wanted to fuck him into that kick of joyful novelty, to give him something new and filthy. I didn't want to tease and encourage him into it the way you try and persuade a fussy eater into broccoli. I didn't want his face to tell me, ow, hate it. I wanted, that's it, more, please. So I grabbed his dick with my hands and made that face happen instead. Example 3, the best response to first time pegging. You know what the best one is, right? The best is a guy that takes that enthusiasm, that desperate horny lust, and begs for more of it until I can fuck him with power and force and the kind of all out brace yourself energy that he'll aim for when he's fucking me. And that's exactly what happened in this story. With the third guy, I knew he'd been wanting it for a while. Playful conversations about me fucking him had led not to giggles or maybes, but to a very open, certain, yes please. A bold declaration that he knew this would be good. And it was. He was blindfolded, strapped by the wrists and ankles to the bed frame. I'd lubed up his cock, with the aim of testing some new wanking sheaths and seeing if I could do the kind of teasing denial play that he would spectacularly fail at if he weren't restrained. Lacking imagination and basing most of my proactive sexual moves on the things that appeal to me, I thought he might enjoy being bound and filled to stretching point with cock. I put a butt plug in him and instructed him to push down onto it. He squirmed, bucking slightly, enjoying exactly that filled sensation that I so love, while I put on a harness and a cock. I unstrapped his ankles from the bed, lifting his legs up and back. I pulled the plug out and he moaned. Are you getting ready to fuck me? No fear, no apprehension, just raw excitement in his voice. Yes, I replied. Do you want me to? God, yes. I slipped into him slowly. My memories of the second guy have made me a bit cautious, wanting to give this new guy time to adjust and relax as I fucked him with very slow strokes. Instead of wincing, though, he urged me on, more, harder, deeper. He shifted position, pulling his knees closer to his chest so that I could get my dick further into him. "Do you like that?" I asked, and he answered with a nod and a guttural moan, then twisted around to part his legs further. There was nothing tentative about it. He wanted something no one else ever had, a first-time pegging that was full throttle, power and speed rather than a gentle introduction. He wanted my hands gripping his hips and him bucking and writhing onto me, the full length of my fake dick and my lubed-up hands on his, the ache and pain and lust as I slammed it with force deep inside him. A first-time pegging that felt like a practiced fuck. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this and you would like to support my blog and also hear more audio porn, you can support me at patreon.com/girlonthenet or come to girlonthenet.com/audioporn to hear more.